I took a cold can from the refrigerator and split it with her. I was hungry, so I put some ham and lettuce between two slices of bread and ate that. When she saw me eating, May said she would like the same. I made her a sandwich, too. We ate in silence and drank our beer. I kept looking up at the wall clock.
Don't you have a TV in this house?
No TV, I said.
She gave the edge of her lip a little bite.
I thought so. Don't you like TV?
I don't dislike it. I get along fine without it.
May Kasahara let that sink in for a while.
How many years have you been married, Mr. Wind-Up Bird?
6, I said.
And you've got by without TV for 6 years?
Uh-huh. At first we didn't have the money to buy one, then we got used to living without it. It's nice and quiet that way.
The two of you must have been happy.
What makes you think so? She wrinkled up her face.
Well, I couldn't live a day without television.
Because you're unhappy?
May Kasahara did not reply to that.
But now Kumiko is gone. You must be not so happy anymore, Mr. Wind-Up Bird.
I nodded and sipped my beer.
That's about the size of it, I said. That was about the size of it.
She put a cigarette between her lips and with a practiced movement struck a match to light it.
Now, Mr. Wind-Up Bird,
she said,
I want you to tell me the absolute truth. Do you think I'm ugly?
I put my beer glass down and took another look at May Kasahara's face. All this time, while talking to her, I had been vaguely thinking of other things. She was wearing an oversized black tank top, which gave a clear view of the girlish swell of her breasts.
You're not the least bit ugly, I said. That's for sure. Why do you ask?
My boyfriend always used to tell me how ugly I was, that I didn't have any boobs.
The boy who wrecked the bike?
Yeah, him.
I watched May Kasahara slowly exhaling cigarette smoke.
Boys that age will say things like that. They don't know how to express exactly what they feel, so they say and do the opposite. They hurt people that way for no reason at all, and they hurt themselves too. Anyhow, you're not the least bit ugly.
I think you're very pretty. No flattery intended. May Kasahara mulled that one over for a while. She dropped ash into the empty beer can.
Is Mrs. Wind-Up Bird pretty?
That's hard for me to say. Some would say she is, and some would say not. It's a matter of taste.
I see,
she said. She tapped on her glass as if bored. What's your biker boyfriend doing? I asked. Doesn't he come to see you anymore?
No, he doesn't,
said May Kasahara, laying a finger on the scar by her left eye.
I'll never see him again, that's for sure. 200% sure. I'd bet my left little toe on it. But I'd rather not talk about that right now. Some things, you know, if you say them, it makes them not true. You know what I mean, Mr. Wind-Up Bird?
I think I do, I said. Then I glanced at the phone in the living room. It sat on the table, cloaked in silence. It looked like a deep-sea creature pretending to be an inanimate object, crouching there in wait for its prey.
Someday, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, I'll tell you all about him, when I feel like it, but not now. I just don't feel like it now.
She looked at her watch.
Gotta get home. Thanks for the beer.
I saw her out to the garden wall. A nearly full moon was pouring its grainy light down on the earth. The sight of the full moon reminded me that Kumiko's period was approaching. But that would probably have nothing to do with me anymore. The thought sent a sharp pain through my chest. The intensity of it caught me off guard. It resembled sorrow. With her hand on the wall, May Kasahara looked at me.
Tell me, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, you do love Kumiko, don't you?
I think I do.
Even though she might have gone off with a lover? If she said she wanted to come back to you, would you take her back?
I let out a sigh. That's a tough question, I said. I'd have to think about it once it really happened.
Sorry for sticking my nose in.